Friends, is there any feeling worse than the feeling of betrayal when a friend or a coworker or even a loved one lies to your face? It shifts the ground beneath your feet. Black becomes white and white becomes black. You don't know which end is up. You put your faith in this person. When they spoke, you listened. And when you spoke, they listened. And as shattering and bewildering and painful as a betrayal by a person can be, it's even worse when you're betrayed by the numbers, friends. I have to tell you, being betrayed by the numbers, well, that's one of the lowest feelings a fella can have. And I should know, because friends, I've been betrayed by these fucking good-for-nothing piece of shit numbers that I was listening to, that I was urging others to listen to. These numbers that led me to have the number one spot on the EPM March Madness bracket for days upon days. I was number one. Turns out, friends, those numbers were lying to my fucking face. Kid Midas now ranked a pathetic 29th on the EPM March Madness bracket, all because of these numbers. These numbers that guided me as I chose my teams for the 2024 NCAA Men's Basketball Championship. These numbers have abandoned me since last we spoke. I have no teams left in the Final Four.
None?
None. I'm done. I can't gain any more points. I'm stuck. The numbers fucked me, John. They fucked me good and well.
So there's no way you can win?
No, I'm done. I have no options left.
Jesus.
My last hope was yesterday.
That's the worst feeling.
The only team I had left was, I can't even remember.
Tennessee.
Yep, that was the only option I had left, Tennessee, and they lost, sure enough.
Jesus.
So everybody enjoy themselves and have a great time watching basketball. I'm done with this piece of shit sport, and everybody have fun with these fucking numbers. I hope you all have sex with your calculators, because I'm over the numbers, too. I'm all about words and letters. Fuck it.
So you're out now? You're not going to watch any basketball?
I'm out. I'm done. There's nothing left for me here.
This is it?
This is it, John. This is it. I'm retiring from the numbers.
This is how it works. It sucks you in. The bracket sucks you in. And then when you lose and you're just like, oh, I don't want to care. I don't want to watch anymore. It's great.
I spent $400 going to that goddamn basketball game. And then I had to sign up for this thing called FUBU.TV in order to watch some of these games. I signed up for like a 2-week free trial. The trial ended. I was like, oh, I'll pay for the first month of FUBU. How expensive can it be? Then I can watch the championship game at least. I got the bill of $75 for 1 month.
That's the worst. It always gets you. You're like one day late canceling. And it's like, that'll be $900.
Unbelievable. I've sunk almost $500 into, I mean, maybe it's money well spent because at least now I know not to trust the numbers. It's like hiring a PI to go after your philandering wife or husband or something. At least now I know.
Mm-hmm.
Once bitten, twice shy. You fool me once, shame on you. You fool me twice, won't get fooled again.
That's the saying.
And that's me DMing the numbers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Patreon episode. This is the third installment of the 2024 March Madness recaps. I have said my piece, John. Why don't you bring us up to date on what's happened in the world of men's college basketball?
Well, we had two games yesterday. The Tennessee Volunteers took on the Purdue Boilermakers. And you and I had both picked Tennessee to win, and they didn't. Purdue won.
Hmm.
Purdue, doubted by the world. It's Purdue against everyone. Zach Edey, the 7'4" center.